All right, what's going on, everybody? This is take two of Frisky Moore Sessions at GGG Fest day two with Jake Simmons and the Little Goats. We tried doing it earlier in the show, but we did it upstairs, and Max and his crew of Flying Circus Nuts started earlier than we expected, and it was just too loud. So let's go around, introduce yourself and what you play in the band, and then we'll get right into it.
I'm Ben, I play bass.
I'm Jake, I sing and I play guitar.
I'm Ian, I play drums.
I'm Matt, I play guitar.
Awesome. So, let's do this again. Origin story. Now you guys are prepped for it. Before it was like, oh shit, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Now that you've had time to craft the answers. So, origin story is how do you guys know each other and why? How did you guys decide to play the type of music that you play?
Okay. Matt and I went to school together, and then Coop and Ben played in various bands around Kalamazoo, and I just liked the way they moved on stage. I snagged them up for a festival, and then the festival got canceled, so we just kept playing shows beyond that.
It was good timing too, because your guys' band, Dead Radio, is kind of coming to its end, and then I was in another band that was kind of ending around the same time, so it all kind of came together.
Hell yeah. And I know you guys play more of like a rock style of punk, and how did you guys kind of just, what are your musical influences, or kind of was it all of you together thought of that, or just whoever was bringing new material, it just so happened to be in that style?
The way I write songs is I just refuse to make up my mind and choose a direction. So depending on the show we play, it can be more punk or more rock, or, you know, sometimes it's kind of Americana-esque.
Yeah.
And I play solo a lot too, and, you know, strangely enough, when I play by myself is when I lean the hardest towards the punk stuff.
Okay.
So I just make all the
decisions. Getting that, like, Frank Turner, like, kind of, like, grittiness
to
it.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah. You guys mentioned Kalamazoo before, and are we going with that's where you guys are based out of?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I know, like, from my experiences in kind of the street punk oi world, like, my buddies in a, used to be a band called the Hex Bombs that were out of Kalamazoo, and Mike and all of them are good buddies of mine, and I remember Kalamazoo being one way, and I feel like it was one of those towns that every couple years, like, the focus or, like, the dominating genre in the town changed a little bit. So kind of speak to Kalamazoo and, like, why should it still be consideration for someone that's going on a Midwestern tour and hitting Michigan?
There's just a lot of people that really care about music. I don't think there's, as long as I've been there, there hasn't been one, like, defining genre. Yeah. Like, there's been those bands like the Hex Bombs that, like, if the Hex Bombs are playing, they're gonna fucking draw a big fucking crowd.
And there's
definitely that scene. But there's, like, you know, 10 scenes like that.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a lot of the same people. I think everybody around there just really digs a lot of different kind of music.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'd say it's just a good spot.
DIY dominated town, venue dominated town, a little bit of both. What can you expect when you're booking a show in Kalamazoo?
It's back and forth. There's a lot of DIY venues. At one point, I think they were, like, the most, like, house venues in, like, a square mile or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 16 for a couple years.
Yeah, it was like holy the most shit. In the country or something like that.
Just so many kids with nowhere to go.
Yeah. There's kind of a good point to that, though. I mean, there isn't a ton to do in Kalamazoo besides go out to, like, I mean, there's a lot of breweries and stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool, but
you can drink and play music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, I've talked about this with a bunch of other bands, but I feel like those smaller towns and, like, those DIY spaces are the types that it may not be the crowd that you're anticipating, or it may not be, like, oh, this is a complete shot in the dark, but with those towns, like, those are just, like, it doesn't matter who's playing, like, kids are just gonna go there because that's what you do. Is that kind of, like, the same thing?
Some places are like that. I think some bookers, some houses, some bands have a reputation for just putting together good shows, and whether the people know you know, the other acts playing or not, they just come out because they just expect that it's going to be good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sometimes not.
So, you guys actually have your vinyl on the merch, right?
Yes.
Is that, what's that called?
We got two records. There's a self-titled one that we put out about 6 years ago next month.
Uh-huh.
And then one that we put out last year that we actually released here at the Avenue in Lansing about a year ago. And that one's called No Better.
That was it. That
Ironically, was it.
I know it was like No Something, and for some reason I wanted to say No Enemy, but yeah, No Better.
No, it's better.
Fucking tight. Definitely check out. I'll have links to their Bandcamp and everything on this as well. In terms of recording process and stuff like that, what's kind of the songwriting going into the studio approach? Are you guys a band that has everything 100% polished going into the studio, or is it more like 75% and then we'll like lay down some stuff, and then as it's being laid down, like a producer or you guys listening back to it, since you like aren't playing, you have a chance to listen back to it, or like, oh, let's tweak this and tweak that?
Usually we have it all fleshed out before we go into the studio, just because studios are expensive.
Yeah.
But we're actually working on two new albums right now, and I think the idea for those is we're going to get kind of the skeleton of every song.
Okay.
And then we're going to, you know, kind of lay that down and then build it from there in the studio, which we've never done before, and that's going to be cool, I think.
I was going to say, I think the only song we've really not totally had finished out going into the studio was No Better off of that record, and that one came together in the studio when we were down in Bloomington recording, and it's a cool experience just to kind of have it halfway there.
Yeah, then, Bloomington, Indiana?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. But awesome. We threw piano on top of it, and I think it added a whole lot.
Yeah.
It was cool to see it all come together at the end like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So with Jake doing the solo stuff, is a lot of the songs like stuff that you've written first for solo material and then it's turned into and the Little Goats material, or have you been able to kind of separate the two in terms of writing process?
It's okay, so everything I write for the Little Goats, and from there, I write the songs to be full band songs, and then we put them together. And I play them differently before I bring them to the band, and then when I play them by myself after I've brought them to the band, they're completely different from when I originally.
So what would you say is the timetable from inception of a song to it being in the set list? Are you guys really quick with turning them out, or do you sit on it for months, years, and then it like backtrack, leapfrog, like, oh, remember this song we started a couple months ago? Like, let's pick that up again.
It really depends. Sometimes like I'll write a song and I'll be like, guys, we gotta fucking do it. And like if we focus on a song, we can have it done in a day. But like a lot of the stuff we're about to do, we've been sitting on. The first song we're gonna play tonight, we have been playing for 5 years.
Yeah.
And a couple months ago I was like, fuck this, let's totally redo this.
Yeah.
And we did that, and now tonight is the first time we will have played that you know, in its new incarnation. And then there's another song that I wrote probably 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we're playing it for the first time tonight as well. So sometimes we'll write a song and just sit on it. It really depends on how much we've got going on.
Yeah.
We did a lot of touring last year, so like, you know, we put out that record, we just focused on that stuff and didn't do a lot of new stuff beyond that. But
what was the tour route like in terms of regions? Were you staying in the Midwest? Were you going like east, west, south?
We did a tour as our core band out east.
Okay.
And then I went on a solo tour with my girlfriend for a month and a half out west, like down south and out west.
Okay.
In the middle of the fucking summer with no AC.
Hell yeah, yep. Oh, that's my God. That's the way to do it.
There's a couple things we're like, all right, this is why people can't leave their fucking dogs in the car. We're gonna die. So that was a trip. That was really cool. And then we got together with another band who kind of helped fill out the roster a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Called the Fever Haze, and we did some touring kind of around the Midwest. We went to Minneapolis, Nashville, Philly.
Okay, yeah. Stuff. Is there, in your touring, is there a specific region that you kind of consider a second home, or that's like your go-to region if you're going on tour? Or is it kind of just like whatever shows can book, whatever relationships you have at that time?
We try to spread it out pretty evenly, but I really love going out east because there's just so much.
Yeah.
Once you get, you know, into like on the other side of Pennsylvania and everything, there's just so much over there.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive very far between shows either.
Exactly.
So that's yeah.
Nice to hit.
When you do a Midwest show and it's like, okay, six, 8 hours with a time change or something like that, where I feel like that's where you see a lot of like Michigan and Ohio bands, especially. Instead of going west and doing like Midwest stuff, they're just going into Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and doing east stuff. Yeah. Is that just because it makes sense to kind of go along the lake and kind of hit it that way? Or does like the time difference play a factor? Or is it just kind of like, hey, like you said, like these are, once we get there, they're all going to be really quick, really close together?
I think that's what it was for us. The first time we went out, we were like, actually the first time we went out, we went like down to Nashville, over to like somewhere in Virginia, then Richmond, Virginia, up to New York, and then drove from New York City to fucking Michigan in one day, and that was the worst fucking drive of my
God.
Life. But up until that one day, it was just a lot of great short driving.
Yeah.
So that was a big appeal.
That was even like coming to this festival, it was game one of the Cubs series, and I got caught in like Friday traffic plus the Cubs game plus the time change, and like rolled in here, and I was like, fuck this. So I could only imagine from New York straight there, like my band, we've done where it's like after the show and like we've played St. Louis and it's like everyone's just like hurrying because it's the end of tour and we've got like one show left, like homecoming show in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's just like looking at each other like, do we just say fuck it and drive home now? And it's like, it's fucking 2 a.m.
Yeah,
we're just gonna drive home.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever not done that.
No, yeah. It's 4 a.m. in New York City. We're gonna get home. You know,
it's really time later. For breakfast. Yeah.
It's really nice to meet people that are like, hey, you can crash on our floor. Cause like that's awesome.
Yeah,
that means the world when you're out and you don't really know very many people. But
yeah,
we have that option to go home and sleep in your bed, even if it's at like 6 in the fucking morning.
Oh, yeah,
I'm doing.
You can squeeze a few hours of sleep out of that. It's totally worth it.
Oh, yeah. So going back to the recordings and stuff like that, with your past releases compared to the releases that you're working on now, is it kind of steady as she goes in terms of songwriting and style, or are these new releases gonna have a little different hint of something than what you guys have previously put out?
I feel like on our last record we really figured out kind of what our sound is.
Yeah.
And for these two records, there was so much stuff sitting around that, like, we liked, you know, kind of before we kind of figure out what our sound, our distinct sound is, and we still wanted to put that stuff out. So we've got one record that leans pretty heavily on the punk stuff, one record that leans... So, originally, it was going to be more kind of an Americana thing, but as we're fleshing the stuff out, there's a lot of like heavier riffs and everything on it.
Okay.
So it's kind of a heavy Americana record for one of them, and the other is just more of a punk record.
Hell yeah!
And so they're very different
in terms of like lyrically or anything like that. Have you guys noticed like themes emerging throughout the record? And is that true with these new ones, or is it kind of like a hodgepodge lyrically?
No, I just always write the same old shit.
You got the winning formula. Just stick with it. Yeah.
No, we. Man, if you ask me what I write about, I really don't know. Sometimes I just put shit together and kind of figure out what it's about later.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, I think, what a lot of it is. We had a good buddy die a couple of years ago, and so we've had a good handful of songs come out of that, and I think those are some of our best songs, and that's present on this most recent record, and it's going to be on the next two as well.
Yeah, especially with, like, music in general, and especially life events like that, where it's, like, your therapeutic outlet for kind of, like, talking about those issues and stuff like that is always, always good and always cathartic. Like, you play those songs live and you're like, fuck yeah, like that felt good.
It like brings people together too, like our group of friends at home. I think it's always something, like our shows are a way of, you know, remembering our buddy who passed away. And,
there's that. There's a lot of bitching about work too.
Yeah,
coming up on the next couple ones. I think that's a pretty hefty thing. But other than that, it's a hodgepodge of stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I always kind of end these with a speed round where it's just general interview questions and you answer as individuals. And then when we get to the music portions of them, just answer as you as a musician and not necessarily you as part of this band. Okay. The first one I always ask is, what is the first piece of music that you remember buying with your own money?
I bought High Voltage by AC/DC.
Nice.
One of the first ones on CD. Obviously.
Lucky fucking you. I bought a Matchbox 20 CD.
Yes.
Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, it's terrible. Probably like a Newsboys record.
Newsboys.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Man, that's tough. Do you mean just like whole categories? Like, I think mine's across the board probably whiskey in general.
American Irish.
I do really like Irish whiskeys. Bourbon is tough to beat, but the more Irish whiskeys have started coming to America for imports. So
okay.
Definitely been checking that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You gotta check out Jameson, the cask mates.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
very good.
Oh god, yeah. That is too dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good shit. Definitely.
All right.
I like most beer.
A specific style of beer or just
typically
beer?
Typically IPAs. Like,
okay.
You, like a lot of the IPAs made around Michigan I'm pretty into, but I don't think I've had one that I dislike.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, beer for me as well. Lately, because I'm old, my stomach sucks now. I'm really into like session beers, so.
Yeah.
You know, like all day IPA.
Yeah. I'm like nervous for the day I get to like my dad where he's like, oh, I don't like IPAs. Yeah. Like, they're too bitter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you old man. And now I'm like trying some of these like crazy double IPAs. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is just too much. Like, there's no flavor anymore.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
True.
I think I'm with Ben on the whiskey. Kind of a tie between bourbon and rye, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Hell yeah. Favorite venue, traditional or non-traditional, to play in your hometown?
Cool. That's tough. I like everyone's different reasons. Louis, I guess, we've played the most and has the most memories for me, so that's always good.
Louis has been pretty cool over the years. You know, it goes from year to year, I think,
yeah,
as to which is your favorite.
Okay.
There's so much like turnover in different ways in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
When we first got together, there was a place called The Strut, and that's where we did our first record release and, you know, a bunch of other stuff, and I really loved The Strut. I love Louis. I love Shakespeare's. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's hard to pick one.
I've heard Shakespeare's on this podcast before, yep.
Yeah, it's hard to pick one.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, as Jake said, I think the Strut in Kalamazoo is, so once it closed, there was never anything that truly replaced that.
Okay.
You know, playing at Bell's is really cool, though, just because their whole back room, like the sound system's great.
Nice.
I just feel like we always have a good show there. It's a really cool venue, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it kind of varies depending on what kind of show I'm in the mood to play, I suppose. Bell's is great for just amazing sound and a really good crowd every time. And Louis just kind of has that, I don't know, it's kind of our home bar. Even just personally, I've been there a lot, spent a lot of time there. So
yeah.
It's always something special about playing there. But The Strut was something we wanted to get something like that fast. But.
Nice. Since we're on the topic of Michigan and Kalamazoo, if a band is on tour and they're hitting three towns in Michigan, besides Kalamazoo, what would be their other two stops?
Grand Rapids and Lansing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice
across the board.
Drive,
100%.
Yeah.
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 Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Jake Simmons and the Little Goat song?
Oh boy.
What about
and you can it's have a difference between favorite song to play and favorite song to listen to as well, because I know there is that difference sometimes.
I think my favorite song to listen to is No Better from the most recent album, just because it's really expansive sounding to me. It has a lot of dynamic changes, and the added piano texture and acoustic guitar is really cool. Playing it live, though, I don't know.
That's we haven't tough. Played it live a lot.
Yeah, we don't play that one live a lot.
Then just go with that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. My favorite one to listen to is an acoustic song off the new record called Little Dagger, Little Sweetness. That one hits me pretty hard.
Okay.
And my favorite one to play... Man, I'm tired of playing it, but my favorite one to play is Different Shades of Grey.
Nice.
If that makes any sense. It doesn't.
I think favorite one to listen to for me is Steel Toe. I think, like, of all our songs, like, in the studios, how it's all come together is just, like, one complete, like, just a great song.
Mm-hmm.
To play, probably Us. It's, like, the last song on our EP we put out a few years back.
And nice.
It's just, like, a really long song, and I really like all the different directions it takes within it, and it's a cool song.
Hell yeah.
I think I'm also going to go with No Better for my favorite one to listen to. What I play, probably... Oh, my friends are dead.
Really? Okay.
So very high energy.
Nice.
We don't bust it out all that often anymore, but that's a good one.
And then...
Plus, Matt has a ripping ass solo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That helps.
Killer solo.
Last question. If you guys, as a band, covered any songs, what was the first song you covered as a band?
Oh, we've done a fair amount of covers.
Our first cover was Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen.
Hell yeah, yeah. Going along
our
with the Americana.
Was Hybrid Moments.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
You could probably figure out what our band's
like. Yeah, I feel like that's a great kind of like example.
Wow,
yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's it.
All right, that's it. You would have already heard one track at the beginning of this, and you are going to be hearing a second track now from the band. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate taking the time during this long day of shows. From all of us here at Frisky Morris and Friends, have a good day, night, evening, whenever you're listening to this. This has been Frisky Morris Sessions with Frisky Morris and Vase GTG Fest, day 2 with Jake Simmons and the Little Goats. Bye.